And of course, he's already outside. I'm coming, dude. Hold on. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Slow your roll there. Remember last time we agreed? Not one step into each other's apartments without food. Hey, you promised. Pinky promised at that. Really? You knew I'd be hungry by the time I got in. Oh, you were rushing? Like I haven't heard that one a gazillion times. Fine, I'll let it slide one more time, but next time you better be carrying a buffet on your back, or so help me, I'm not getting that new video game you want for your birthday. Relax, dude. I'm still gonna get you a game even if you don't bring food over. You just might be playing Paw Patrol Online instead of GTA 6, okay? Now hurry up and come in. It's hot as hell out there. What? Don't look so surprised. I planned for this inevitability. I got us your favorite pizza, soda, a couple of beers. You don't drink, yeah, but I don't know. I got them just in case you wanted to celebrate. Celebrate what? You can't be serious. Your big promotion, dummy. I'm so proud of you. Listen, you gotta stop being so modest all the time. Live a little. Gloat. You deserve it. As a matter of fact, when you head out, I'm gonna shout from the rooftops that my best friend kicked everyone else's asses. Cleared them. Who knows? I might mess around to get my neighbors to join in. Oh, dost thou doubt my ability? I shall prove to thee that it's nigh applicable in this instance. Okay, I'll stop. Just promise me you'll dig in, alright? I'll be damned if you try leaving this apartment on an empty stomach. I got the drinks in the cooler like always, and you know where the plates are. And look, if I don't see your plate leaning like pizza, we're gonna have a problem. Eat up. Finally, took you long enough. Come here. Sorry, I threw on the movie while you were in the kitchen. It started rumbling as soon as you and I made its way around, and I just couldn't hold out any longer. It's a little bit in. I'll restart, though. Hold on. Doesn't matter? Okay, hotshot, if you say so. Nah, I don't like it. I don't like it at all, dude. I'm sorry. Don't get me wrong, he's great, but we've seen him. We started with him. There are so many other great actors out there. I don't think it's fair that they don't get a chance. You know they're only doing it for the nostalgia, right? Alright, hear me out. Killian would do a better job. I said hear me out! I said what I said. Okay. So I just gotta know, what did that bitch Stacy's face look like when she got passed over? Yeah, maybe it's rude, but come on, man, she totally deserves it. Like, let's keep it a buck. You remember when I brought you lunch because you forgot yours at home that day? Right, you remember. After I gave it to you, as I was walking out, she gave me the meanest side eye I've ever seen in my life. I had to double take to make sure I didn't slip up or something. All I did was walk by. I don't know what was in her feed that day, but it was toxic. No, I really have no idea why she acts like that. You know why? You're kidding. You fucked her? Please don't submit yourself to that ever again, please. You could do so much better, honestly. With who? I don't know. Anyone who's not her? She seems like she's got such a nasty attitude. Exactly. See, you're already proving my point. Who am I? You sure you want to know? The story of my life. Yeah. That came out of nowhere a bit, but yeah. Everything's going good with me. Why? Somebody lied. Okay, then. Oh, by the way, how's the food? I made sure to double check the order when I picked it up. Can't have them messing up your favorite again. Did? That's what I'd like to hear. No, I don't mind that we're missing the movie. Unless you do. Sweet. Because I'm just a little riled up for whatever reason. But one thing kinda confuses me. How come you didn't tell me? No, no, it's nothing. It's not like I need to hear it or anything, but usually we share things like that, you know? Yeah, we do. Ever since we were kids, we've never had any problems sharing personal shit with each other. Do I have to remind you that I was the first person you told about the first time you held hands with a girl? Your first kiss? Your first time? Yeah, I was there for all of that, you dip. And I would tell you all about my lack of them. All the times I said something dumb and made the guy lose interest in me. All the times I was in the heat of the moment with a guy and it eventually went off the rails. You were the first to hear about it. When I got picked on when we were younger, you're the one who hoisted me up and helped me stand tall. Yeah, you were there for all of that. You've always been there. Wait, why would you say that? You have. I can't remember a time in my life where I can say that you haven't. That was different. He was my problem, not yours. Yes, I'm serious. It was my problem I had to deal with on my own. And look at me now, I'm happier than ever. I'm not... Those aren't tears. You need to get your eyes checked. Look, can we just go back to watching the movie? I'm not you. I like seeing the whole thing. Please, 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 can we not talk about this? Because it just hurts, okay? It's not something that comes easily. It's just something I had to work through. It's done. It's over now. Just leave it alone. I said I don't want to talk about it anymore. Please, just drop it. Fine. He hurt me, okay? He fucked me up, okay? Is that what you want to hear? Your dumb bitch of a best friend let herself fall for an asshole. Alright? He wouldn't let me talk to you. Those days I told you I was hanging out with the girls, I was actually with him. He told me that a good girlfriend doesn't hang out with guys. Only sluts do that. I never planned on staying with him. The second he said I couldn't see you anymore, I was done. He just kinda wore me down. Telling me that nobody would ever want me like he does. He knew I wanted to be intimate with him, so he used that against me. No one would ever want to fuck a slut like you but me. I tried to initiate, even when he said things like that. I just wanted to feel loved. I would go to kiss him, and he'd kiss me back. But then when I tried to take things further, he told me that he wasn't in the mood. I understood, but it just happened every single time. The more I wanted it, the less he seemed to look at me. And one day, when he came by my place after work, he said that if I tried to leave him, he'd tell everyone what a filthy slut I am. When I was finally able to break free of him, it took a restraining order. I stayed at my mom's place during court. You know what the worst part is? I still never felt as wanted by anybody as I did by him. Does that make me extra fucked up? No, because he tried so many ways to hurt me, and that force on my life, not being there, feels so weird. No. Please, you don't have to hug me. I'll be fine. Broken. Don't lie to me. I can always tell when you're lying. You really think so? I'm sorry for everything. I was the one who kept you out. I didn't make it easy for you. I got out, yeah, but I would have been stronger with you by my side. I'm glad I never have to see him again, though. I can only imagine what he would have done if he found out that I'm actually in love with you. You didn't hear that. I didn't mean to say that. It was a mistake. What's it called? A Freudian slip. That's it. Say something. Please say something. You're staring into my eyes. Your arm stretching across my chest. Resting on my shoulder, the other wrapped along my waist. Your breathing is heavy. Are you nervous? Don't be. I want this. I want you. Do you want me to? Don't ask me if I'm sure that this is what I want. In the time it'll take you to ask that, I'll have already thought of the answer a million times over. The answer is yes. Please kiss me. Don't be afraid. Can you show me what real love is? I know you have more experience than I do. And I know you know how it works. I want you to touch me. It's okay. You can put your hand there. He never touched me like this before. Said I didn't really need it anyway. He wouldn't let me use toys either. Put them in. Be gentle, please. I've never felt anything like this before. My skin feels hot. Is that normal? Getting a fever, but I can feel it in my arms and in my face. down there feels really warm, too. Yeah, I tried touching myself before. And it always felt like I was doing something wrong. And it never really felt good. With you, it feels different. Better. So much better. You're paying a lot of attention to that sensitive part there. It feels really good. I like the way you hold me. I feel safe in your arms. No. I only do that when I'm cold. Never with anyone. It makes even less sense because I'm on fire right now. You're circling it now. And your fingers are going in even deeper. Is that white stuff on your fingers really from me? No, nothing like that has ever come out of it before now. Oh my god. You're making it hard to breathe. My stomach feels all tingly. It's like something's building. That's okay, right? Squirt? No, it's never happened. I have a lot of never happens. If you haven't noticed. Oh my god, please keep touching me like that. My legs keep shaking. I can't control it. I can feel it coming. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Oh my god. It's all over you. I'm sorry. Stop apologizing. I'm sorry. Sorry. It just... I didn't expect our hangout to go quite like this. Your fingers inside me, covered in my juices. Me soaking the couch with those same juices I never expected to celebrate like this. Wait, you're not leaving, are you? I guess you're right. The couch is soaked. I would rather be wrapped up in something clean. Before we go, will you take me by the hand? I know it sounds stupid, but it feels right. Wait. Before this gets any further, will you promise me something? Promise me I'm not taking this too far. Do you want me just as much as I want you? More than anything? Do you mean that? Like, really mean it? You're on top of me. It's so hard. It's not for me, is it? Don't look so surprised. Of course I'm gonna arch my back for you. I need you as deep inside of me as possible. Yes, please, put it inside me. Put it inside your best friend. Take what's yours. Oh, fuck. even better than I dreamt it would. I dreamt about us sometimes. All the time. What it would feel like to be close to you in a way a best friend shouldn't. Imagining your touch against my bare skin. How my lips would fit into yours as we kissed. How good it would feel if you made love to me. Now it's all coming true. It's so weird, isn't it? He manhandled me. And you're... and you're manhandling me. But it's different. You're grabbing my hips and slamming them into you. Fuck. And your hold is so tight. I can feel more of me pouring out into you. And your moans. Your fucking moans. It's so sweet. And the way you wrap your arms around my tummy. I love you. I can feel it all the way inside me. I can feel it building inside me like before. I don't want to feel it yet, though. I want to look into your eyes as I come. Follow them bouncing. You're sweating. Do I really feel that good to you? I'll take that as a yes. Shoulders. I think I'll feel you better that way. Fuck. Can you feel the heartbeat syncing up? Yeah, your body's sticking to mine. Your beautiful eyes looking at me. It's amazing. I can feel my walls clenching around you. Lucy knows who she belongs to. You're moaning so loud. You're about to come, aren't you? What? You want to come in me? I don't know. No, I don't think it's a good idea. Keep it inside. I said breed me, not leave me. I'm relatively okay, yeah. I almost passed out for a second. I guess the same deck that almost took me out brought me back, so that's something. For real though, I meant it when I told you how I felt. Do you love me too? Are you sure? Because I'm just worried that you might not have felt the same way and that I pressured you and you only went along because you wanted to make me happy. I stand corrected. I love you so much. Don't you dare think about pulling out, though. If you think I'm not getting pregnant tonight, you've got another thing coming. Yes, that isn't me, you fucking asshole. If only he could see me now. I'm cock-warming the same guy he told me to stay away from. He's got his dick and his cum buried deep inside me. In about 9 months, I'm gonna have his baby, too. He can't do shit about it, either. Isn't that right, bestie? Oh, and by the way, the next time I see Stacy looking at you like a hungry vulture, I'm clocking her in front of everyone. You're mine now. Don't say I didn't warn ya.